So I wanted to review a few things that we talked about last Friday. When a topic usually comes up regarding being sin, free of sin, I always usually hit a barrier where people question, can you really be completely free of sin? Whenever I discuss this with my relatives, most often the question comes up as, why is it even important to be completely free of sin? Most often their perspective is that you are just trying to become more righteous than them, and you're just trying to rub it into their eyes. Whereas when Christ was here on earth, he came with a purpose, not to just show people how righteous he was and then tell them that they'll never reach this level. But on the contrary, the Bible states that Jesus is the firstborn of many brothers, and that we too are brothers to Christ. Then we too must be sin-free just as Christ was sin-free as well. Let's go back to why it's important and why it's actually important to be sin-free. We know that sin is a result of the sinful desires that are within. We also know that our body should be the temple where God wants to live and have complete authority over, or authority in. God is not one to share any common space that belongs to any idols. In order for God to make a temple out of our bodies, for him to live in, we must be rid of all sinful desire, even the idols that are considered as normal, good, and necessary in this world. Another reason to be sin-free is that God has called us to fight against the evil forces that surround us and not against flesh and blood. So for instance, if we take two armies that are preparing for a battle, each side will assess the strengths and the weaknesses of their enemy. Obviously, the enemy will not try to attack you where you are the strongest. He will search out what are your weak points. And if he finds one weak point that you might have not noticed, he will focus all his resources to attack you in that specific area. When we serve God, we will need to assess our enemy, who is the devil and his demons. The devil will have an opportunity to assess us as well and try to find our weak points. When we sin, that means the desire for that sin is within us. If we leave even one desire for any sin inside us, that will be our weak point that the devil will focus on, or focus all his resources on, in order to destroy us. And as a result, all the work we may have done for God will go to waste, and we will fail the mission that God has sent us to complete here on earth. And that is why I think is especially important for each and every one of us to be completely free of sin. And not have any sinful desires within us.